Where are we heading? Part 4. You live the richest, most varied and fruitful life that any human could imagine. And yet, after all, you are still no closer to answering, who am I? Why am I here? Where have I come from and where am I heading? A gulf has been opening up within, a chasm in the depths of your being, now taking the form of a distinct yearning for something higher, deeper, vaster, purer, and more fulfilling. This yearning, this inner cry, has a name, and we now know it. Aspiration. Your inner aspiration flame mounts and rises, all-consuming, all-pervading, all-encompassing. Surrender yourself into this flame, into its pure, simple, one-pointed, ever-ascending arc. Its brightness and intensity consume all limitations, weaknesses, frailties, and shortcomings. All boundaries of the finite are dissolved. You are released from thought, desire, attachment, and the conception of time and space. From the closeting cocoon of your human self, you emerge as a divine being into a silent, calm, grace-flooded, myriad-dimensioned festival of infinite light, eternal perfection, and immortal delight. Your ego obliterated, absorb yourself utterly in this bliss-filled state. Feel and become your goal. This divine being is not a mere whim of our imagination. This divine being is our inmost self and destiny. It is the goal of all our unconscious evolution and conscious aspiration. Just as the human consciousness grows gradually in the animal before its full flowering in humanity, so also the divine consciousness grows gradually in the human. Its emissaries, love, peace, light and bliss, expanding the boundaries of awareness to the point where the limitations of our physical, vital and mental awareness surrender. Our human ego falls away and our very humanity is transcended in the full bloom and blossoming of the divine.